everybody. Hello. Thank you so much.
Hey,
Hello so much.
Thank you so much. Now, right off the bat, though, we are here for a laugh.
Yeah.
We're here for some fun, but obviously, we do need to address the sad news from last night. Okay.
Come off it.
Seriously.
That's Prince. Nice to see you.
Hey, hello everyone. Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, has passed away. And we thought that, you know, before we sort of get into it, we're going to do a little bit of a tribute to him.
Yeah, it's important. It's important.
Enough of the giggles, please. We're going to...
Sorry.
No, seriously.
No, sorry. I actually apologize.
Yeah.
It's not funny at all.
Yeah.
Staunch monarchist.
Yeah. And if everyone could stand up, please.
Yeah,
just
that'd
while we
actually
do
be great.
If you could just stand up and just...
That way
we just
you guys
wanna,
can
like,
see.
Stand up and... Thank you so much. Okay.
Thank you.
Ben, if you just want to get the track, so yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, everyone.
That sounds real. Yeah.
How long can we get away with this? You can sit down. Like, it's fine. Fuck. All right, so Prince Philip fart tribute. Check that off the list. Can you stop it though? Is that all right?
The grub.
Oh, that's cool. If anyone, fuck.
Thank you.
If anyone was here last week, we are well more organised this time. We had shit to do last week, but this time we are onto it. And speaking of that, I think we've got to get straight to a commercial break because we do have. We do have a lot of sponsors and stuff, as people know. We've got a lot of sponsors. So I'll just read this one out. Ben, if you could just play the sort of backing track. This is just a quick commercial break to just a couple of words from our sponsors. Can you imagine getting horny? Can you imagine getting so horny that your balls and cock begin to throb? Can you imagine feeling like your hot tits are getting plumped up from pleasure? Can you imagine feeling a tingling in your anus, which some people describe as the pleasure center of the human body? Your clit is engorged. You're gonna come. You're actually gonna come. You're gonna shoot thick ropes of cum out of your dick. You're gonna gush cum like a river. There's cocks and pussies and all kinds of genitals slipping and sliding all over your body as you cum and squirt and piss in ecstasy. You're orgasming so hard you're gonna die. You're gonna drown in cum. Your engorged balls and cock and tits are all popping open as you live exclusively in a cum world, a pleasure world. You're a fuckhole. You're nothing but a singular fuckhole existing purely for the joy of fuck. That's what it feels like to eat Latina Fresh pasta. Latina Fresh, try our great range of pastas and filled raviolis today. It's fun to have fun.
It's good to have fun.
Yeah.
We're on Netflix.
I mean, watching it.
We're on it all the time. Mum says, get off!
All right.
All right.
All right, off it.
What do we got now?
Now
Now it's time for this is a deep cut that we're revisiting. Mm. And I hope you enjoy it.
Can I check in and
And now it's time
for Strudel Cut.
I'll fade it out. What?
Are there Patreons in here?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
They're the best scrubs.
Yeah.
I'll suck you off later.
No offense. All right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
And now it's time for Strudel Cat. Strudel Cat walks along. Better not let your strudel go. Grandma Plops and Strudel Cat always get to lots of fun. Now Strudel Cat walking along. Better not let your strudel go. Better not let your strudel go.
One day, Strudel Cat was hiding in a tree, waiting to do another delicious prank on Grandma Plops as she walks to her daily picnic in the neighbourhood park.
Grandma Plops always has a most splendid collection of delicious strudels in her plastic basket. I'm going to jump out and surprise her.
Oh, I finally finished baking my delicious strudels. In time for my afternoon picnic. Now I can sit in the sunshine and eat all of the strudels.
Grandma Plops got such a fright that she tripped over and spilled all her strudels on the ground, completely ruining them.
A treat you, Grandma Plops.
Oh, Strudel Cat, I have spilled all of the strudels on the ground of the park. Now there will be no strudels for my afternoon picnic. Why did you have to pull such a scary prank on me right now before my afternoon picnic and ruining my delicious strudels?
No, but I love the strudel. It's still okay. I will help you pick up the strudel and we can brush them off and still enjoy a delicious picnic.
Thank you, Strudel Cat. Let's dust off the strudels and enjoy the afternoon picnic together. I love the prank and it's not ruined. Let's pick them up now.
Strudel Cat and Grandma Plop set about dusting off the delicious strudels from the ground. Strudel Cat spied a delicious strudel that had rolled over yonder and ran towards it.
Excuse me, mister. Is that
narrator continued. But all of a sudden, right in front of them, a little bird hopped out of nowhere and picked up the strudel.
Excuse me, mister. That's my strudel.
The little bird turned around, and to Strudel Cat's surprise, it was none other than Michael the Magpie.
Come over here. Right.
Can you swap? Oh, hello, Michael the Magpie?
Michael the Magpie was...
No, well, you've told me to come over too early. Michael the Magpie was looking very smart in his high-vis overalls. He had a plastic bag and a funny-looking stick.
Oh no, I'm actually working as part of my probation doing some community service. I've actually spent the last year and a bit in prison.
Yeah,
I've been sober for a couple of months, but I had to get laid off from my last job, so I hit the bottle pretty bad. The police said I blew a .12 at the scene. I don't really remember what happened, but apparently I collided head on to a KIA. Kia.
Yeah. A Kia.
Of course. I'm drunk right now, I'm sorry.
But that strudel isn't bitter. It's a delicious strudel.
Sorry, I didn't realise. I feel like I'm just floating through life as a ghost. I'm just numb to everything around me. All I can think about is the cries of that... as that poor man, as he lay bleeding in the ambulance, knowing he'd just lost his wife, knowing I was the one who took him away from her.
Well.
I begged the judge to give me life, but he didn't. He said I'd have to keep living knowing what I'd done, and that's life's greatest punishment.
Well.
God, Ben, why have you written this? He was right. I got 7 years, but I was released on good behaviour after two, so now all I do is this. Just pick up rubbish in the park and go home to a silent house and live my silent life. The life that I'd gladly trade to give to the woman back that I, what I stole.
Hardwell, Grandma Plops.
Oh, Screw the Cat, I've picked up all the strudels and they are fit for the feast of the picnic. Who were you talking to?
Just Michael the Magpie.
Oh, please, you shouldn't be talking to that magpie. He has too much darkness in his eyes.
Yes, he seems to does seem to have some demons.
Well, Michael the Magpie can be a warning to everyone.
Yes, the moral of the story is don't take the risk. If you drink, make sure you do not drive, because some mistakes can last forever.
Come on.
Let's go have our afternoon picnic and enjoy these delicious strudels in the sunshine.
Join us next time as Grandma Plops puts out cigarette butts on Strudel Cat for fun.
Oh, look, come here, Strudel Cat. I give it to you. I give you good times. I give it, come here.
Don't, yes. Grandma.
Okay. I pressed one too many buttons. Everything is going.
Better not let that strudel go. Better not let that strudel go.
And you see, yeah.
Why did you write that, Ben?
I knew it was going to be dark, but fuck, dude.
I told you it was going to be dark.
We've got another word from our sponsors, Edo. I believe this is.
Yeah, this is an ad for the Knee Club XXX, and just a bit of sexy music. Thanks, Ben. Did you used to love a friendly squeeze of the knee, but now political correctness has made it simply impossible? Come into our Knee Club XXX now. We've got rooms full of hot knees. We've got knees poking out from behind curtains. No thighs, no ankles, just simply hot knees. Give them a bit of a squeeze, a tap, or even a horse bite. Anything goes at Knee Club XXX.
Did do you the ad wasn't over, Ben.
Shit.
Thank you. You had a voice that says Ben's voice changes to deep. What are you doing?
I used to love an exposed knee at an office meeting under the table. Just a secretary's stocking knee, all nicely smooth and silky and naughty. What are you doing there, you naughty knee? I'll fucking squeeze it hard. That's right, yeah. I can relive these fantasies at Knee Club XXX. My favorite room is the business room, where I can give a presentation to knees only. My dick gets so hard. Wow. That's right. Knee me in the balls, big girl knees and little knees, get in.
You wrote this one.
Sign up online now and get 11 knees for the price of 10. That's one bonus knee. See you at Knee Club XXX, where we know knees.
Good Sorry. Stuff, yeah. We've got a lot of sponsors. Edo, you might need to take off for a second.
Yeah, I've got to go take a shit.
That means it's time, while Edo's away, for another Grub Listies.
Yes. Okay, here we go.
So right. Ben is the voice of Grub Listies.
Up. I'm all muddled up inside, but I'm all right.
Have you figured out the music and everything?
Yeah, I've got it, man.
Yeah. Make sure it doesn't play onto the next track
this
time.
No, that's different.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. No, nope, wrong one. Top right.
Get your grub listies out. He's got a...
Sandwiches. We all love them. There's nothing better than two friendly slices of bread housing your very favorite ingredients. Salami? Yes, please. Yeah, I'll take a little pickle. Pickle Rick, that is. But in this hectic workaday world, it can be hard to know the right way to eat your favorite lunchtime food. So today, here on Grublisties, we take a look at the top two ways you can eat a sandwich. This is Grublisties.
Thank you.
Number two.
Through your nose. It might be difficult, but it is possible to eat a sandwich through your nose. If you tear it into tiny chunks, you can put each chunk into your nose and snort it, then cough it up like you would if you were hocking up a loogie. It's tricky and time-consuming, and it's also a pretty serious choking hazard, which is why it only comes in at number two. Take that, President Obama. We have a better way of eating a sandwich.
Number one.
With your mouth. The all-time favorite and absolute most popular way to eat a sandwich is with your mouth. You may not realize this, but the human mouth is perfectly designed to eat food. And the cheeky sandwich is no exception. All you need to do is use your front teeth to rip off bits of the sandwich. Your back teeth to chew it up into a paste, and your tongue to swallow. What a cool idea! That's why we here at Grublisties think that eating with your mouth is the number one way to eat a sandwich. Thanks, Dad! So, what do you think? Agree with the list? What's your favorite way to eat a sandwich? Let us know in the comments below. And this video was sponsored by the Teeny Peen team. If you have a teeny peen like Ben Russell,
Braden,
then join the Teeny Peen team today. So far, it has only one member. Ben Russell. But he is there with his teeny peen waiting for you to join the team. Ben Russell is a dog cunt.
It's just like dumb cunt. That's a typo.
That's it for Grublisties today. And as Bart Simpson would say, I'm a gonna piss in your ass.
Thank you.
The grub.
So we actually have a special guest with us.
Oh my God.
Today. We're you know, it is time for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
And we have one guest who loves to put on a little show. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, please welcome to the stage Mary Seymour. Come in, Mary. Ooh, sexy. Very sexy.
Hi, fellas. Yes. Get online.
Yeah.
So, how are you, Mary?
Yeah, well, it's the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Had a few wines?
Yeah. Oh, come on. I'm a fan. Person in my 60 getting round. I'm having a great time at the Melbourne Comedy Festival. I'm doing my show.
And what is your show called?
The 60-year-old slut goes on safari during a pandemic.
Yeah. It's a very clever show title.
Very clever, yeah.
And I'm at the Altona hub of the festival. Out there.
Altona?
Yeah.
The hub.
I didn't realise that Altona was the hub this year.
Yeah, well, we're out there at the tennis club, but I haven't had any shows yet because it's been locked up.
So I go.
You mean the venue itself has been
yeah.
like under lock and key?
Yeah.
So you're not allowed in the venue?
A bit of a mystery, a bit
sure.
of fun, and where's the key and where's the man who booked it?
Yeah. How much did you pay the man who booked it? Is that
oh well, a cheeky little sum of $2,300 for the access, but that's just the access.
Sure.
But he's not around.
Yeah.
He's cut. Yeah. He's unwell. I think. I don't know.
that just seems quite high for a venue hire.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems like you've been taken advantage of in like
well,
in terms of fraud.
Well, I don't say take advantage, do
no.
I?
No. Well,
I
no.
say journey. I've always said
you are on a journey to a court case for fraud. Is
oh,
what's well, happening
I'm
here.
Not. Yeah.
Well, no. Yeah. Well, you're
I've
not.
I've got multiple lovers.
Yeah.
Know that.
I've got to go take a shit.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, that's all right.
That's good because. If you're feeling clogged up, Greg, and I know you are, you should get in there and get it out.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not that how do you know I'm clogged up?
Because when? You all, yeah, well, you told me.
Well.
You whispered
sort of private,
at me.
Private
but I've got multiple
banter.
Lovers,
know,
and
yes.
One of my lovers is actually here tonight.
Oh,
so
really?
Yeah.
Who? Which, what is the name
well,
of
he
your...
Well, he drove me in, but he got upset. But he's all right now. He
he's
got upset about the parking.
Oh,
but
yeah, the parking.
Yeah,
is
it's
a nightmare,
around here.
Yeah.
So he's here, he is. Okay. That's Rupert.
It's me, Rupert Johnson, retiree.
Hello, Rupert Johnson.
Yeah. Hello, son.
Doing?
Good yeah,
doing.
Bloody good.
Oh,
good stiff handshake,
yeah,
eh?
Yeah.
Oh,
ow.
Yeah.
Hi, Rupe.
Hey. Hello, Mary. How are you?
Yeah,
my
good,
sweetheart.
You, Rupes.
I tell you, sorry.
But I just because I, you know, I'm an open person and I'm a very sexual person. And
do you have a one with a back on it? I can't.
No, I don't.
No.
I can't sit on stools. Sit
yeah,
on. Everyone's got stools.
You've got
on
a bit of stuff down the front of your pants, oh. Yeah, a little bit of jizz or something. That's
is
all right. Wipe
it
yeah, no.
But I look, I brought you out here, Rupert, today because actually the relationship is over.
Whoa.
Yeah,
whoa.
Yeah. And I'm a very open person and Rupes, a bit, you know, you're like, you're a great guy and I want to stay friends. But yeah, the sexual component of the relationship is actually over.
What? How does that make you feel, Rupert?
But, Mary,
Yeah, well, you know, everyone's on their own journey and you've had your time with me and wasn't it a wow factor? But I've got to move on to other sexual things I've got to... You can't do certain things, Rube, you know? I'm always on top.
Really?
I'm always riding him. And
he doesn't get on top ever?
No, he can't get on top.
I've got a back!
Well, you do have a back, yeah.
Yeah.
You have got a back.
You've ever got your back?
Have I got my back? I've done my back.
You're not making any sense, Rube.
Yeah.
You're not making... And it's nothing to do with you shitting yourself in Ray's pizzeria. That was absolutely fine.
It happens to everyone.
It doesn't, though.
It does. Everyone has shat themselves in a pizzeria.
I have never shat
myself. I've read about it.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I'm going to do a song.
Okay.
Do you still want to lift
how to
back?
Turn the keyboard?
Yeah, I'd like a lift back if you don't mind, Roop. How does that one go? Oh, yeah.
There you go. You got it up.
This is from my latest show.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Seymour is the international slut. Is that right?
Yeah. It's your song.
Yeah. My name is Mary and I'm a 60-year-old slut. Get online and I'll show you my butt. My name is Mary and I love to play. Get online and I'll show you my pussy. Now you fella, stand up please.
Okay.
Stand up please. Turn around and put out your butt. Put out your butt and shake your butt. Shake your butt. Shake your butt.
Shit,
now turn around
bloody
and
hell,
show them your dick.
That's no.
Wiggle your
I'm
dick.
I'm actually not going to do that.
Wiggle your dick.
That's actually a real problem and that's
wiggle
not
wiggle your
okay.
dick.
I'm not going to do it.
Wiggle your dick.
I'm not going to wiggle my
wiggle
dick.
Wiggle your dick.
That's not happening. That's not happening.
Wiggle your
That's,
dick.
No.
Oh, no.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Mary Seymour.
All right, I better go.
Thank you so much. Give it up for Mary Seymour, everybody.
Get online.
Where's Ben? I think we've got to do another word from our sponsors, but is it okay, Ben, if I go and take a shit?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Leave me up here to do all the work. Okay, just another sponsor. Hey, everyone, I'm Ben. There we go.
There's nothing cuddlier than a cuddly baby. And we've got all the babies at Cuddly Baby. We've got babies of all shapes and sizes that are waiting for you to cuddle right now. We've got big babies, tiny babies, babies with hair and bald little babies. We've got skinny babies, fat babies, and babies in between. Looking for a brown baby? We've got them. What about an Asian baby? We've got them too. That's right, we've got babies of every color and nationality. Need a Dutch baby for your next work lunch? Stop looking, because we've got
so many babies.
We've got so many, we're thinking about sending all those Dutch babies back to
Holland.
That's how many Dutch babies we've got, and they're all waiting for a cuddle. And if you visit us before October, you'll get one cuddle with every cuddly baby you buy. That's a free
cuddle
with every cuddle baby purchase. So get cracking and get in now for a big
cuddly baby cuddle. Cuddly baby,
your number one stop when it comes to the cuddliest babies you've ever fucking cuddled. Nothing but the brightest eyes and rosiest cheeks. These babies are practically begging for a cuddle. So stop in right now on our Ringwood East... Ringwood East, Williamstown, and our brand new free-range cuddly baby location in Lilydale. Right near the train line. Cuddly baby, we guarantee you the cuddliest babies in the world right here in Melbourne.
Well, it's time for another guest, Ben, and aren't we excited?
I'm so excited.
This guy... He's one of the best food critics in Melbourne, if not Australia.
Easily.
We're so lucky to have him here. I don't think he's been on the Grub before. He's fresh.
He's a freshie. This is a fresh character. Yeah. I mean, person.
Please go crazy. Clap your hands and welcome to the stage, Tern Burgess.
Thank you. Thank you, Anne. And thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Tern Burgess.
Thank you.
Tern Burgess. Foodie and restaurant critic.
So, Tern, what is some of your highlights?
I'm here right? today. Yeah.
You okay, Tern?
Don't you stress your little mind. Family packs. We need to talk about family packs.
Okay.
What about family packs?
They are not nearly big enough. It's a problem. It's an epidemic facing Melbourne right now. Do you remember George Kalambaras, the one?
Yeah.
The Hellenic Republic?
Oh, yeah,
he still hasn't paid me.
Love that pork and the lamb shoulder and everything, but you'd go to there and you'd get a family pack. Imagine having chips, like a handful of chips like that. It's just not enough chips for a family.
No,
I even brought, I'll show you what I mean. I've been telling everyone about it because the pandemic's been something, but this has been something else. See, this is your standard McDonald's family pack.
Okay.
Right? How many chips do you reckon? Look at that. Look at this. Right, how many chips? Oh. Can you feed a family with that? Look at this. How many chips have you got there? I can eat all these chips in one go.
You got about, like, 14.
Yeah.
14.
How is this a fucking family pack? That's not a family pack. This is not a family pack. A burger? What, a burger? It's not a family pack. You've got to feed a family.
Yeah, but there's four in there.
Yeah. I mean, I can eat every one of them. You what?
Maybe you're eating. I think a standard family, that would suit quite well.
Yeah.
I don't know what, if you had a date dinner with me and my brothers... Fuck it, just play. I got a song about family packs. Play it. I don't care. Family pack.
Fucking hell, Greg.
Family.
Rock
family pack. I want a family pack. I want a family pack. Give us a bloody family pack. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, one turn burger. Stay up.
Auntie Donna.
I think Greg just wanted to get a Macca's.
He's got it back on. Yeah.
Like, he turned up with eight bags. He's like, you can have this bag here, but this is for the sketch.
Yeah.
You can don't fucking touch that bag.
He just
That's
gave us
bag.
One thing of chips and said, you can have them.
What the?
Oh, you can't win them all.
You got to try.
Yeah.
You got to be in it.
Gotta be
I think it's
it.
Time for another word from our sponsors. Spoonsers.
Spoonsers. Okay, yeah, another word from our sponsors. Take it away.
You're all in this one. Get with it. Announcing the new family board game that everyone's raving about, Banana Butt. How many bananas can you put in your butt, Dad?
Okay, I have four bananas in there.
Then spin that wheel!
You can have with the fun you can have with the whole family.
Mum!
Oh, no.
Mum, what is the capital of Sweden?
Helsinki?
Banana butt!
Shove six bananas in upper butt.
Now spin that wheel!
Answer all the questions correctly and you'll be crowned King of the Bananas.
Someone call an ambulance!
Oh, my God!
It hurts! I put too many in!
Spin that wheel!
Get Banana Butt now at Kmart and other leading retailers. I told you to cut that. I did.
Was that because it didn't make any sense?
You can't win them all.
But you can bloody try.
It's fun doing it in front of an audience because we do this every week and we're like, does this work? Who cares? No now it's like, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious. It's pretty obvious.
Some of it usually doesn't work.
Usually it feels more like a private matter. You know?
All right, we got to roll along. We actually have another word from our sponsors.
Yeah,
that's right.
But this is a very special one, so I think...
Roll it.
A Day at the Green presents Tony Childs, live at the Bertha Entertainment Centre. Come see the wonderful, the sexual Tony Childs. She's playing for 6 weeks only at the Bertha Entertainment Centre. Tony Childs, the intensely sexual, bipedal and curiously naked Tony Childs. It's a six-hour show, which might seem like a long time, but trust me, it's not. You'll want 12 hours with Tony Childs. Songs, storytelling, and a Q&A. Bring your questions for Tony Childs. But make sure they're about Tony Childs and directed towards Tony Childs. Playing at the Perth Entertainment Centre, Bunbury Entertainment Centre, Albany Leisure Centre, Cottesloe Surf Lifesaving Club, Dog Swamp Hungry Jacks, Stuart Hill Pizza, Pasta and Chinese. Then a 3-month break so Tony Childs can enjoy what Western Australia has to offer. Then we're back, Joondalup, Port Hedland, Broome. It's a 6-month tour, but trust me, these shows will fly by. So book your tickets to Tony Childs. You don't want to miss this one. And I need you all to buy tickets, because it's cost me a lot of money to bring her out here. She has a minimum booking fee, which is quite large, and I can't take the hit. But don't worry, I'm not scared, because this is good. It's Tony Childs. Tony Childs. Tony Childs, come see her. She's coming, and she's going to be real good. Tony Childs. I saw her a long time ago. It was 1984, and it was great. Trust me, I had a great time. We caught up afterwards, had a drink. One thing led to another, and we had penetrative sex. Me and Tony Childs. She got pregnant, and 9 months later, Tony Childs gave birth to her own Tony Childs.
I think Xavier thought we were going to play him off by now. But
No. It keeps going. It feels like it should end, but it doesn't. Tony Childs. Somehow she forgot about her son. I don't know, I guess in the hubbub of touring and music, and she left quite quickly after that. And I've tried to put this tour together so then she can meet her son. Guess what his name is? Tony Childs. I want her to meet her son, and I want them to get together, and I want us to be a family again. And that's why I booked this tour. It's taken me 30 years to do it. It's going to be worth it for the bipedal, the paper-thin Tony Childs. Tickets are $10,000.
Oh, that's so good.
And I'll walk away.
Good.
The grub.
I've got to take a shit.
Again?
Yeah.
Yes.
A lot of horses out the front.
Yep.
What do you make of that?
Oh, I was like, you mean the police horses? Yeah. Or just the horse and carriage?
No, the police horses.
Police horses. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, please welcome to the stage our next guest. He's a regular on The Grub. I'm really excited to meet him. Because during the pandemic, we never got to meet him face to face. So he's here in the person, in the flesh.
In the
please
flesh.
Go crazy for Steve Manley.
Steve Manley.
Steve Manley.
Hello, it's me, Steve Manley. How are you? It's good to be here. Hi, very
Steve.
Good.
Nice.
Just a wee joke there.
I'll let you
Oh, thank you. I've got a stool right here, so don't worry about it. Hello, it's me, Steve Manley. I was the president.
That's a shame.
You were the president?
The Society of Chodes.
That's yeah. right.
Because you have a big chode, that's right,
yeah,
isn't
that's
it?
That's right.
You've got a chode, and you're a chode.
I am the proud owner of a chode.
Mm. Yeah.
Now, you're saying, what's there to be proud about the chode? Mm. And that's the community.
The chode community,
strong. The chode community is
and
one of the most.
Can we see a chode?
I was just saying, though, because the Institute of Chodes and the Society of Chodes have merged to create the National Association of Chodes.
Yeah.
So that's a big moment for the chode community and us, and we're really going to hope to get that momentum to bring awareness of chodes out there.
Can we let's have a look at your chode?
Yeah, let's have a look at the chode.
I didn't really want to do this. I didn't want to.
Well, I mean, why would we get you on?
Yeah.
Well, just
not
talk
to see
about
the chode.
Spread awareness of chodes.
Yeah, we know about chodes.
Yeah, there's quite a few in here already.
Do you know about chodes, sir? Do you know about chodes?
Yeah.
I see.
Just in case no one's aware, what is a chode exactly?
A chode is like a picture in your mind's eye, like a porcini mushroom.
Talking about a penis.
Yeah, well, I was getting to that. Now, put that porcini mushroom where you're in your pubis, and you've got sort of, and then obviously put a urethra in that mushroom.
Yeah.
And then connect up that mushroom to your balls.
Yeah.
And that becomes a chode. Now, the question is, I mean, I can picture it in my mind's eye, but I'd rather picture it with my two
I'd
eyes.
I'd love to just see it.
All right, I'll do this, but only you two.
Okay.
Okay. Ooh. I'm sorry, but you kind of see.
All right, well, let's have a look
me.
At the chode. Well, I want to see the chode.
Okay.
Can we get the lights out? Yeah, let's get the lights out so we can really see this chode.
One second, I'll just
Oh my god.
Oh my god, this is the moment I've been. Oh! Oh my god!
What the fuck? I can actually fucking see it! I can actually see through fucking time! What the fuck is that?
It's trying to tell me something!
Aye, it is!
About the future and about the universe! It's got something to say!
Sometimes you look into the chode and the chode looks back!
It's beautiful!
I'm sorry!
I'm sorry!
Okay, that's enough. All right. Thank you very much! Thank you!
Wow. I'll never be the same after that. I've got some insight. Where are you going? Oh, yeah.
Here.
Okay.
Welcome.
Wow, give it up for Steve Manley, everybody. It was amazing.
We might have to. Do we have time for the ad break, or do we need to just roll into it? I think we got time.
Yeah, another ad.
Another ad.
Give us another ad.
Another ad break.
Yeah, we've got to look after our sponsors, so let's
do have to. We've got to. You've absolutely. Yeah.
You really got to.
Yeah, missed.
Just a
boy. We just got to get the sponsor.
There it is.
Yep.
I forgot to put it in.
It's Friday night, you and the boys are about to hit up the town and have a couple of big boy beers. But you don't want to drink a beer through your mouth like a weak fucking woman. You want to have a beer the true blue Aussie way. So you need a new 4X arse. That's right, a beer you drink through your arse and get straight to where the body needs it. You're not going to scull that beer in your mouth. You're going to scull it right to your swollen anal cavity and get fucked up in literally seconds flat. Because you're not a little boy, you're a big man with a big arm span. Your big tree trunk arms can reach anything in your house. The top shelf, the bottom shelf. You can use them to suffocate an ox. You're a big, huge boy, screaming into the mouth of the Leviathan as the beast rises, writhing in anger and burning us all in the fire of its furious eyes. Plug that beer into your asshole and inject hot rum into your eyes. You don't need your eyes anymore, you're such a big boy, you can literally see through time. Have a beer in your ass, you cunt, 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 4X.
Fair enough.
Thank you. We do have a guest coming up that's
a leech.
A leech.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally a leech. We don't mean a bloody landlord.
Leech coming through.
We got a leech.
Oh, there it is. Oh, it's
an actual leech.
It's an actual leech actual on the leech. Ground.
If you could all
she's wriggling on the ground.
There she is.
Wriggling on the ground. There's a little lip there on the stage. Yeah, I don't know if you can.
Yeah, just be careful there. Do you need help?
Watch, there's a corner. Watch out for that corner. You're gonna.
I've torn all my garbage bags and I didn't wear proper clothes underneath.
That's distressing.
Good for me.
Yeah.
Well, I'm actually more than a leech, by the way.
You're more than a leech.
I'm a royal.
You're a royal.
Have respect for me, please. Yeah. I'm more than a leech. I died from my human form yesterday.
Oh.
But today.
Wait, is this?
I am Prince Philip the Leech.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have Prince Philip here. Hours after his death.
Yeah.
What in leech form.
Are you reincarnated?
Yes, I have been reincarnated for doing exactly what I did throughout my life. Just suck blood.
Ooh.
A satirical point.
That's very good. So what are you here for to talk about, leech? Prince Philip.
Nobody's been respecting me today. Because I'm a leech.
Yeah.
So what was your, would you say is your biggest...
Do you want to stand up?
No, I can't, because you'll all see that I wore not my best undies.
So just for the listeners at home, there is a big leech squirming around the ground on the stage.
And for the audience who can't see.
And then everyone that's not in the front row, stand up if you want to have a little peek.
Just have a look if you want.
Maybe like file around the corner, have a look one by one. Yeah. We've got a couple of minutes. Got a couple of minutes.
You spent a lot of time on those garbage bags.
So what did you, is there any specific thing you wanted to talk about, Prince Philip, the leech?
My Andrew's not a pedophile.
That's not defamation because we said Andrew's not a pedophile.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So,
but he, come on.
Yeah. He allegedly, come on. How do you know that for real?
Because when I was 19, I started hanging out with the Queen and she was 13. And it's fine. I reckon it's fine.
A little bit of true.
Oh, yeah, right.
A little bit of true facts
fun,
about.
Fun and fiction down there.
All right, well.
I just thought it'd be funny to be Prince Philip as a leech. I don't know if you want to end the scene.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I think the only way to get rid of a leech is to salt it.
Let's salt this. Let's salt this.
We're
going to
salt this leech.
Fucking
so get the salt on the leech. Oh, that's too much. Okay, we're salting the leech. It's all shriveling away. Oh, it's squirting. The leech has squirted
it's
goo.
It's squirted.
And now I don't think the leech has an exit strategy. I think the leech is stuck here for the rest of the...
Oh, no, it's reversing up.
Okay. Oh, man. So we're going to have to clean this stage up.
Can somebody
take the mic off me? Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. If you want to run, tell everyone in the audience to just... Everyone close your eyes. Just close your eyes and let this leech get out of here. Don't look. That was a leech. Was a
little Thank bit of a, you. I'm going to go take a shit.
Oh. Okay. Another. The last word from our sponsor while Edo goes and takes a shit. A mother, a daughter, a father, a son, a teacher, a carer, a guardian angel. Sorry, I forgot I was supposed to be Australian. Or inspiring song. Whoever they might be to you, they're all your family. And isn't that what matters? Whether it's picking you up from school or finding time to help around the house, nothing means more to us than that moment with family. The ones who love us, who look after us, who cheer us up and show us what it means to be Australian. At CommBank, we get it. Whether it's destroying the Great Barrier Reef, laundering money for terrorists, committing credit card fraud or charging dead people, continued investment in gas and coal expansion, eating your lunch, porn Ponzi schemes, insurance fraud, punishing whistleblowers, pulling out in front of you in traffic, burning houses for fun, killing your dog, stealing your girlfriend, telling your nan to fuck off, beating up a homeless person, paying homeless people to fight, hunting homeless people for sport, sucking off Greg's dad in front of his mum.
What?
Giving Daryl Summers another job. Fucking Greg's dad in front of his mum. Fucking Greg's dad in front of Greg and his brother. Or sucking Greg off in front of his dad and mum. At CommBank, we know that family is the most important thing of all. So join the family and ensure a future for those that matter. A mum, a dad, a brother, a sister, a Greg. At CommBank, we care.
I'm glad I closed my CommBank account.
Excuse me.
Oh, who's that?
Hello?
Who
Excuse
is that?
Excuse me.
Yeah?
Are you my dad's mate?
Oh, little boy, where are you? I can hear your voice.
Where are you?
I lost my slinky.
You lost your slinky?
My dad went up to Coburg and hasn't come back.
Yeah. Your dad's in Coburg. Okay, well,
we're kind of doing
a live show here, little boy.
I sleep here.
Yeah? Are you like up in the roof or something? Is that
no, I'm sleeping? Around.
You're around?
My dad went up there and didn't come back.
He didn't come back from Coburg.
He had a meeting.
Yeah, your dad's gone.
Your dad's never coming back.
Did you see my slinky?
No.
No.
Someone took it. Someone in here took it.
I don't know if anyone's taken your slinky.
Someone took it and put it under their chair.
Someone put it under their chair?
Yeah, stole it.
They stole your slinky?
Yeah.
Is it under... Can everyone just check under their chairs?
Yeah, just check under your chair.
Just check if
there's
a slinky.
Yeah, someone took it.
If there's a slinky, check. Make sure you're checking.
Maybe taped under your chair.
You're obviously not...
Maybe like
you're not checking very hard.
That's my only thing I have in the whole world since my dad left.
Yeah they're not. Sleepy. No one's checking. No one's actually.
Because there's people aren't checking properly.
Yeah, no one's actually checking
taped
properly.
Under the chair.
Yeah.
If it's a slinky tape on the chair, or maybe if you
really
see a slinky on the floor,
yeah,
with some tape on it that looks like it's it was taped to something, and now yeah. it's now
does
it's
anyone
not.
Have the slinky? Oh, we got a slinky!
We got a slinky!
We got my slinky!
We got your slinky, little boy.
My slinky!
How do we get it to you? Where are you? Are you?
Yeah.
I'm everywhere and nowhere at all.
Are you a are you a ghost?
Yeah. that,
you are a ghost.
That Slinky, that's my dad's mate.
That's your dad's mate?
He took my dad up to Coburg.
He
did he kill your dad?
Yeah. He's a bad man.
Yeah, right.
Well, or woman, I can't see.
Yeah, I can't either, to be honest. Someone
that's very brave of you.
Can I have my Slinky?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not,
Oh, little boy.
I don't know where I am.
You don't know where you are?
Oh.
Well, that's a shame. We got to wrap this up.
Yeah.
That is a crying shame.
I'm not safe.
You're not safe. Oh, please. Please.
Please.
I feel like we're only just coming back from the magpie thing. Like, fuck.
That's all right. I'll go back and live in the office.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Good luck.
Good luck. You can't help him. You can't help him. That was a little boy.
Bye-bye.
The grub.
All right, well...
Oh, we are... we did it.
Mm. We did do it.
We got through... We got through it.
Yep.
Together.
Yeah.
At last.
Yeah.
Any questions or anything? Or?
Yeah.
Anyone need any clarification on
yeah.
any
yeah, I'll do
characters
a,
or?
I'll do a little. Any question? One second. Any questions?
Hmm.
Why? Yeah. Because I think. You know, childhood trauma. I mean, my parents got divorced at an early
age. Quite early on, wasn't
it? Yeah, so I think, you know, that mixed with, you know, having to live in Perth for a little bit really fucked you up.
Yeah. And you're also American.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, which explains a lot.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
All right, well...
Any other...
Any questions?
Anything further?
Yes.
I got rid of my dum-dum tickets for this.
Well, congratulations.
It's not really a question.
Yeah.
A statement about which podcast is better.
But you certainly sound like a dum-dum fan.
Yeah.
Very good. That's a sick burn. Who knew we were going to get some burns at the end of the show?
Gonna take a shot of the king, make sure you don't miss.
Oh, sorry, we don't weigh dill.
Yeah.
Maybe actually, I wouldn't mind to be bullied into anorexia.
It has gone dum dum in here.
You had a question?
Yes. Just for like a friend, have you got Steve Manley's contact?
Do I have Steve Manley's contact details?
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Actually, just tell him to search Chode in Google.
Yeah.
Is it a little friend?
It's Google. Google image search, and it's on like the 10th page, so you've got to really scroll through. But you'll see his contact details there.
Guys, we have merch for sale downstairs. We'll be there. There's stubby holders, there's stickers, there's t-shirts, there's all sorts of
Look
shit.
Look at these stickers, mate.
You can't see them from this side, but there's
Look
stickers on
them.
The back of
they're
the thing.
They're fucking sick.
One of them's my face going like this, and then one of them says the grub, and one of them's got Auntie Carol. Edo on it. Auntie
yeah,
Carol.
Check that out,
Not
man.
Not Edo, because Auntie Carol's a real person.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Thanks so much for coming out. Can we please give a big round of applause for our guests tonight, Danielle Walker and Xavier Missalides?
Also, big thanks to Ali, our tech.
Yeah, the tech.
Thank you so much.
And the people at the Comedy Republic. And remember to check out The Simpsons.
Check out The Simpsons. Simpsons.